This podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. Go to howiecarshow.com and click on the store to see our latest great deals on t-shirts, books, and so much more.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Seattle putting a stop to CHOP, clearing out the city's autonomous protest zone once and for all.
The police department warning in a tweet, anyone who remains in the area or returns to the area is subject to arrest.
15 arrested so far. Witnesses say CHOP is now almost entirely cleared out.
Now get out and stay out. Scram out of here.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Mark McCloskey. He is the St. Louis homeowner we told you about. He and his wife holding guns, keeping protesters away, in their opinion, from their home on a private street. How do you feel about becoming the face of political resistance to the Black Lives Matter movement? But they were protesting, and he has become the face. The president retweeted this for a reason.
He became.
Counselor, look, I let you make your points. Let the rejoinders happen, and then you can go. You have been used and politically weaponized as a face of white resistance to that movement. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
This is CNN. Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
A federal court ruled that you and Governor Cuomo violated the Constitution by restricting religious services. You treated the protesters who were on the streets differently than the religious gatherings that were on the streets.
The protests were an entirely different reality, a national phenomenon, and obviously had profound meaning.
Have you heard the story of Jesus Christ?
Unchained and unstoppable.
You know, some of the top players in this issue, not just in the U.S., but in other countries, have changed their tune. Take the mask, okay? Dr. Fauci didn't think he needed to wear a mask. I view him as probably one of the most credible people on this issue you're going to find anywhere in the country.
Which only proves that you're too young to be a good judge of character.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us from anywhere in the U.S., toll-free number 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We got a lot to get to today. Mm-hmm. We're going to start off with defunding the police. You've heard about what's going on in New York City. They've cut $1 billion out of the NYPD, $6 billion budget. Minneapolis is going to rename the police department. In Seattle, the police department is moving in to CHOP, and 31 people have been arrested. They moved in at 5 o'clock. Not too many people getting up early at CHOP this morning when the cops came in and the authorities came in. But there's a new issue of defunding. Time magazine, you thought it was out of business. You thought it was totally irrelevant. You thought it was a shadow of its former self. Well, it has identified the major issue of our time. This headline, we're re-examining how we portray cops on screen. Now it's time to talk about superheroes.
Superheroes? What do you mean, superheroes?
They want to defund, among other things, I don't know, the Gotham City Police Department.
You mean the people that keep us safe?
The superheroes, the people in capes, the people who respond to the bat signal or a message to the city desk of the Daily Planet, and then Clark Kent finds out about it. So the Time magazine says that the superheroes must be defunded because they're portraying, what is it here, the usual stuff. Sexism, homophobia, transphobia, and other forms of bigotry. So we have a poll question here on this. We just wanted to get to it today before we get to our other issues. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. It's a great product. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than $10. In savings. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will be canceled first, Superman or Batman?
I'm going to say Batman. I think Batman is a more of a toxic white male than Superman, who is not even a human being when you get right down to it. He's from the planet Krypton. He's an alien, in other words.
52% say Superman's got to go if one of them's got to go.
Well, we were asking not who's got to go, who's going to go first. Okay.
Howie, do you hear that?
Maybe it's a dog whistle.
Do you hear what I hear? Oh, there's going to be big trouble.
It's Supergirl! Supergirl! Oh. Are you going to be canceled, or are you going to be able to get out of that coat?
I'm not going anywhere!
She's no longer a mild-mannered reporter for the Boston Herald and the Howie Carr Show. Now she's Supergirl.
I lost my earpiece. Give me a moment.
The real Supergirl doesn't worry about things like earpieces.
I'm here, and I will always be here, no matter what they try to do to me. You guys can count on me, no matter what.
If they get rid of Superman, I hope they leave Krypto behind, his dog. I always liked Krypto.
It's amazing how little I actually knew about any of these superheroes, because everything I was planning to do in this segment, Jared informed me, does not actually happen. I was going to have a call come in, and I was going to take the call. Oh, my gosh.
It's Commissioner Gordon.
Oh, Jared, I thought you were coming in to introduce yourself as Superman.
It's the loyal butler. What is the loyal butler's name? I seem to have forgotten.
You're asking the wrong Supergirl.
Alfred is Batman's.
Alfred. I know that's Alfred. Yeah.
It feels so good to be back in a costume after so many years outside the theater. It really feels amazing.
339 says, Grace, you looked very intelligent with your glasses on, more intelligent than usual.
Well, I just want everyone to know that I just killed,
You better not cross her. She's got superhuman powers, you know.
I also like myself in glasses, but these ones that Jared has are very potent, so I feel dizzy. Yes, I am Supergirl or Superwoman or whatever she calls herself, and I am here to save Grace's news. I want to start, Howie. We were talking about defunding the Gotham police, but let's get back into the story about the budget cuts at the NYPD.
Yes.
Because it's very interesting. For a long time, the defund the police talk, the motto, was being explained by the think pieces in the New York Times and the Washington Post. They don't really...
Community policing.
Right. They don't really want to defund the police.
Criminal justice reform.
It's like the girlfriend who's always making excuses for her boyfriend. That's what these people on the left are doing for the radical part of their party. They're like, no, they said defund the police, but they don't. They just mean like budgeting-wise. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came forward and said, no. We mean defund the police. We want to defund the police. We don't want to budget. We don't want to, you know, distribute differently. We want to defund them. So now I guess she's explaining or exchanging barbs with Bill de Blasio. New York has just got, we think we have it bad in Massachusetts. They've got a whole lot of crazy happening. Between Cuomo showing off the big mountaintop and the artwork full of old masks, de Blasio, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing. And then AOC.
Yes.
And Chuck Schumer.
And AOC says, she tweeted out, defund the police means defund the police.
Exactly. Which is, and I know we talked about this yesterday. I can't help but appreciate people when at least they're honest. I don't care what your agenda is, because if it's stupid, then it probably won't work. But at least be honest about it. And she's forcing a lot of these other people to put their money where their mouth is. They always want to say, oh, we want to do this, but not to that extent. And she's like, no, that's what we want
about,
to do.
How about some of these places are saying, well, you know, the police should not be responding to all of these domestic calls that they get. It should be social workers. Now, have they ever talked to any police officers or social workers? Because a lot of times when a social worker gets a call or has to go into kind of a dicey domestic situation, what does the social worker do, Grace, before going to that address?
Calls the police?
Yeah, the social worker calls 911 and says, can you come along with me? Because I'm kind of, worried about my personal safety. So, I mean, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And again, all it would take would be, and these, a lot of these people are politicians. Do they ever go to community meetings? Do they ever do a meet and greet with, hi, I'm in the police department. Oh, really? What's your problem? Hi, I'm a social worker. Same thing. I mean, they would know this stuff.
Right, but they don't interact with normal people.
Obviously, they don't.
I drove by a policeman today, and I gave him the big thumbs up, and he smiled. I think we just have to support them a lot right now, because it must be so scary to go out every day. There was a video of these crazy social justice warriors screaming. They were half naked, first of all, screaming at the police. I think it was New York, Taylor. It looked like it was in New York, and they were yelling at them. And there was one black man who was in the police, and he was saying, "You should be ashamed of yourself. You know, you're Judas." Just awful, awful things.
They called him a black Judas.
A black Judas. And then they also started saying, "None of you have a college education.
My hairdresser has to go to school longer than you do."
I just want to say to all those woke college students, if you are the shiny example of a college education, I think we're all set.
You know, you know what really makes me happy, though, today is watching the police and the authorities and the bulldozers. Yes, the bulldozers in CHOP, Capitol Hill Organized Protest. That was so great to see them going in there today and just scattering.
It's about damn time. I was about to have to go in there.
At least 31 people were arrested for failure to disperse, obstruction, resisting arrest, and assault. I'm hoping we get some mugshots. Whatever mugshots we get from the Seattle PD, we will be tweeting them out instantaneously.
Well, it's funny, Howie, because you had asked me for mugshots of that, and so I was looking through, and I happened on another article in Google that was from San Francisco that they just banned mugshots because they think it's
racist. They're banning them in Florida, too, in some parts of Florida. Newspapers like the Sun Sentinel used to, in Fort Lauderdale, had the best mugshots in the country.
Florida men, they really know how to take it. They know their angles.
It was a diverse group of mugshots, too. Very diverse. And I like, too, that the Seattle PD, you know, they have to be so PC. Because suspects in recent shootings may still be in the area and because numerous people in the area are in possession of firearms, Seattle police officers involved in this morning's response will be equipped with additional protective gear. This is great because in some of these places now, the political leaders, the mayors, have said, oh, don't go in with your billy clubs. Don't go in with the vests. It's not good for the peaceful protesters' self-esteem. There was none of that today in Seattle. It was gloves off.
Good. I'm sick of the police having their hands tied behind their backs, and they're expected to protect everybody at the same time. It's ridiculous.
I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I mean, I'd have no problem. Actually, I had a mask on. I sort of liked the way I looked. Okay, I thought it was okay. It was a dark black mask, and I thought it looked okay. It looked like the Lone Ranger.
Does he have a faithful Indian companion like the original Lone Ranger did?
How dare you?
I was just asking. That's all. Sorry, Greta. All right. 844-500-4242. What else have you got for us?
Well, Howie, I wanted to talk a little bit about our Cheap Astor deals because they are sponsoring my new segment. And in case you guys don't know, it's a great time to get gift cards for restaurants because they need the business, first of all. And we also have a lot of great restaurants that come on the show and do our Cheap Astor deals with us, including Quahog Republic and Route 1 Grill House. So Route 1 Grill House is in Saugus. Quahog Republic is in Falmouth, New Bedford, and Onset. So these are great summertime places if you want to check them out.
They got plenty of seating,
and you can go. You can tell them Howie Carr sent you, but go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on the store, and then you'll see all the Cheap Astor deals.
Half price on those two restaurants, though, and half price on everything pretty much, but half price on those restaurants in particular. $50 gift certificates for $25.
So, Howie, I wanted to get your take on something I read today, and it was basically, are the Democrats setting us up for or not the Democrats, but here's the title. It says, are we being set up for another stunning Trump win? Now, I know everyone knows that I'm a huge Trump supporter, so obviously this is could be wishful thinking. But it is an interesting piece because what it does is it says, and I'm going to read you this first paragraph, okay? It says, with 5 months until the election, things couldn't look any worse for the president of the United States.
It's only 4 months.
Hold on. Think of it. It says his approval rating is down to 40%. People are getting tired of his antics and the insults he hurls at his opponents. The media is increasingly confident that come November, the voters will elect a new chief executive. This might sound like June 2020, but I'm actually referring to June 1948, when President Harry Truman, a Democrat, was running to keep his job against Republican Thomas Dewey. So I will tweet this out, but it's very interesting because it basically sets up that you can't believe the polls all the time. And yes, sometimes they do mean a lot, but sometimes they're not telling you the whole story.
One of the most famous political photos of the 20th century, Harry Truman on election night 1948, holding up the early edition of the Chicago Tribune. And it says, Dewey beats Truman. And he's got a big smile on his face. It's pretty famous. Check it out.
And no one saw it coming. And then also in this article, it's by Richard Lim. It says, the second factor is that people often vote for incumbent presidents based on certain intangibles, leadership skills, or likability, despite the candidate's perceived flaws or policy disagreements. And the Washington Post alluded to this phenomenon after Truman's victory. It said, the American people admire a man with courage, even though they don't always agree with him. The voters might even give the opposing party control of Congress during the midterm elections to check the president, but they will still reelect a flawed incumbent because of their supposed charisma, see Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, or their boldness.
How about if the challenger is more flawed than the incumbent?
Well, that was part of this, too, is that I guess, and you would know better than I do, that Dewey really played it safe when he was running because he thought he could sit out and not go out on the campaign trail as much and he would win because there was so much backlash against Truman. Right. But in the end, he played it too safe.
Four terms by the Democrats. It was time for a Republican.
And I just think it's worth noting because Trump,
you also had the Dixiecrats on the right taking votes away from him in the South, Truman, and you had the leftists with Henry Wallace, the former vice president, taking him away on the left.
Right. And we keep hearing about the silent majority, and it's going to be interesting. We're not really going to know until November 3rd if they're still out there. But I can't help but think that if they were silent at the first election, with what's going on right now in the world, burning buildings, people having to defend their homes with guns, mm-hmm. I don't see people eager to go out and say, by the way, I'm voting for Donald Trump. I don't care if it is a poll, because these people leak more than a bad boat or whatever the expression is. People are going to make fun of me no matter what. So,
like a rowboat, say.
Like a bad tub. I'm just saying that if someone called my house and said, who are you voting for? I would probably just hang up. I wouldn't say Donald Trump, because then what if they send the mob to my house?
No, I was talking with some people about that over the weekend. That's what we were all saying. We wouldn't, we'd either hang up or lie. You know, I wouldn't tell the truth to a pollster.
I wouldn't trust these polls as far as
that's,
I can throw
that's
them.
Why exit polls don't work anymore on election day, because people aren't going to tell, especially to some.
If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so that they're gone from carpets and padding for good. You don't need to buy new carpeting. You don't need to buy new padding. You just need to get Genesis 950. You can use it in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's safe for family and pets. It's the go-to cleaner for when Mr. Gooner has an accident, as older pugs and other dogs often do. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. How's it working for you, McKay?
It's working really well, especially with the collie I just adopted. He's still a baby, so he still has some accidents in the house. It even killed the odor to where he doesn't go back to where it would have marked his scent.
Genesis 950 is also great for kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, and more. It's made in America. Order a gallon direct at Genesis950.com. That's Genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than a $10 value in savings, including a spray bottle and free shipping. That's Genesis950.com. Enter code Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. As you know by now, there was a confrontation in a gated community in St. Louis over the weekend. The mayor of St. Louis lives in the gated community. It's a sort of a reclaimed, gentrified area. And among the people who live there is a lawyer named Mark McCloskey. He's a personal injury lawyer. And he lives there with his wife. And so this gang, this mob of quote unquote peaceful protesters broke in over the weekend into this, it's called Portland Place. It's a gated community. They broke through it. And hundreds of them, they were storming towards the mayor's house. And they were also swarming around the lawyer's house, Mark McCloskey, as you probably have seen the video by now. And one of them pulled a gun, and it was just a horrible, horrible event. And we're gonna play some of the cuts from the interviews that McCloskey gave over the last 24 hours. It's an amazing thing how differently he was treated by Chris Cuomo and by on CNN and by Tucker Carlson on Fox News Channel. 844-500-4242. But first, we're going to be joined by Kurt Schlichter. He's a friend of the Howie Carr Show. He's a town hall columnist, a lawyer in Southern California. And he's got a new book out. And it's available on Amazon and at fine bookstores everywhere if you can still find one that's open. And it's called The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. Kurt Schlichter, good to have you here on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead.
Howie, great to be back as America burns, or at least smolders.
Yes, yes. Aren't you proud of your fellow lawyer, Mark McCloskey, for standing up to the mob, even though he's a Biden contributor? I wonder who he's voting for now in the general election.
Well, let me ask you a question, because you're a wise and worldly man, even though you live on the East Coast, and I'm here in beautiful Los Angeles. Here's my question. Howie, have you met anybody who voted for Trump in 2016 and is now saying, well, I really got to get with Joe Biden because I think he's just great.
No, the New York Times, I guess, had a story about all these people who've deserted Trump, but that's a recurring theme, isn't it? They're the same six people.
Then you
look back in their social media.
None of them have ever kissed a girl. But you know, I have not, I'm trying to assess. I'm a military guy. I want to assess. I have not seen anybody who says, I'm leaving Trump this time. He's just been too damn successful. Mm-hmm. I do know a lot of people who said, you know, I didn't like Trump before, but I can't vote for these lunatics. Is that your experience?
Yeah. No, I don't know anybody who's shifted away. I mean, I hear some people say, I wish he wouldn't tweet as much. But
I don't even think
that's right either. I mean, for Donald Trump, don't you think the tweeting is part of his therapy? You know,
you got to take if you don't like the tweeting, you got to take him as a whole package. I'll tell you what, I don't have time to pay attention to his tweeting because I'm too busy watching my freaking stocks explode. It's insane.
Yeah, I know. It's and this I'm
now,
just looking
now, of
at
course,
the
I look, I'm a lawyer in California, so I'm essential, so I'm allowed to practice my profession. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, if you're in a blue state and you have a blue state approved job, this is a great time to be alive.
Right. Well, as Cuomo lectured people in New York, you know, if you don't like being cooped up, get an essential job. And of course, he'll be the one who decides what's essential and what's not essential, you know, because he's such an essential figure himself, he and his brother.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of these.
He and his idiot brother. It's like Fredo and other Fredo.
I'm looking at some of the chapters here, and one that's really appropriate for the moment is chapter 4. Trump is Putin's pet. They're back to this Russian bounty. Now they're saying the Russians offered bounties to the Taliban to kill Americans. There's no proof of any of this. And what about Iran?
Wasn't that matters? Why would that matter? An anonymous source in the intelligence community, the same guys who got 4,500 Americans killed searching around for mustard gas in the Iraqi desert. Look, I'm like an Army colonel, right? Or was. I retired. And I was literally in the Cold War. I mean, I was in 7th Corps in Germany. My mission was... Wait, sir, what do? You stay here with your platoon, you fight until you die, or we relieve you. That was my mission. That's no joke. We rolled out at 3 a.m., half in the bag most of the time, practicing what would happen if the Russians came over the border. So now I'm being lectured by these little goateed virgins who don't know which end of an M16 goes bang about being tougher on the damn bear.
Right. Well, how about
I got a NATO medal hanging on my uniform right over there in my closet. I don't need these sissies giving me grief that I'm not mean enough. And what do they want us to do, Howie? Get in another war?
I know.
We're supposed to go to war with Putin?
Also, do they have a memory loss? I mean, who was paying for the IEDs that were blowing up Americans in Iraq?
Well, that's okay.
It was Iran.
Okay, if the Iranians do it. The Iranians are solid.
Who gave billions? Who gave billions to the Iranians? The Obama-Biden administration, as Joe Biden likes to put it. The Obama-Biden administration.
God. Yeah, and I like the underlying notion that the Taliban were kind of cool dudes until Ivan showed up with a little bag, you know, the little sack with the ruble sign on it and started handing out, "Here you are, Mustafa. You know, here's 50 rubles. Go take out a Yankee."
Yeah. And another thing.
The best part was the New York Times, as part of the evidence, what they didn't say is what the Washington, Wall Street Journal said, which is the NSA that tracks kind of the electronic stuff doesn't buy any of this. They kind of did that aside. But they're like, well, you know what? We've got evidence. We caught a Taliban guy with a whole bunch of cash.
I know.
Gee, now where else could the Taliban guys get cash, Howie? I don't know.
Yeah, opium, perhaps.
But if I wanted to find out, I'd go ask one of the younger Kennedys because they're experts.
Right. And also, I don't think there are too many places in Kabul that accept the MasterCard or the Discover card. So it pays to have cash, even if you're not in the Taliban in Afghanistan. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But they run with it. And then yesterday at the press conference, they were acting like it was real. And they're asking Joe Biden, is President Trump just incompetent? Or is he guilty of treason? If these stories are correct, they don't ask him about the Oval Office meeting where they discussed the Logan Act. They don't ask him about Tara Reid. They don't ask him about tearing down statues or defunding the police. They just ask him, how much do you dislike Orange Man Bad? It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and Joe Biden's up there, and he's completely, and his handlers are sitting there, you know, in a cold sweat. Worried that he's going to start going off on that annoying squirrel in the backyard who always provokes him and steals his slipper.
And the birds. Don't forget the birds.
Yeah. Look, I know you and I are no fans of the Kennedys, but at least they got stuff done. I mean, most of it they were doing, you know, Marilyn Monroe and various other tramps. But I mean, they got stuff done. This guy's just senile.
Yeah, I got to do a call. I think I'm doing a... do a column for maybe Sunday. JFK, could he be in the Democrat Party today? And the answer is obviously no. I mean, there's no possible way.
But the problem with him is he's cisgendered.
That's one of his problems.
You embrace traditional standards of beauty, usually two at a time. Yeah. On Adderall.
Don't forget, he's a cold warrior. You know, the long twilight struggle. That's they're not into the long twilight
long
struggle.
Long twilight. That'll be a secret. That'll be Joe's secret service code name. Long twilight.
Yeah, I love this one too. This is a good. This is one of your good chapters. Chapter 3. Trump hates LGBT people. Yeah, I know. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's one reason they hated him in Palm Beach, because the Mar-a-Lago was open to gay people. It was open to black people. Jewish people could become members. They hated him because of that.
Let's take their lies about Trump. And you get a bonus lie. You get a 20-second lie. I write about the whole COVID pangolin pandemic panic. But let's take them seriously for a second, shall we, Howie? They say that Trump is a narcissistic, greedy monster who wants to do nothing but pad his wallet. Then why would he take time to spend his valuable efforts hating gay people or black people? He can make money from them. He can be friends with them. In fact, he was friends with them.
Yeah.
So why would he? What do you got? Do you have the raging bigot who's pretty much Bull Connor with a $10,000 suit? Or do you have the cunning, calculated Ernst Stavros Trumpfeld stroking his cat,
Trump
and you know, from inside his volcano lair,
Bond
which
joke,
he doesn't
folks.
Let black or gay people in.
Yeah, I like to. Trump hates the free press, and this is after Barack Obama, you know, fired whistleblowers, sent whistleblowers to jail, tapped phones, not just of reporters and not just of friendly organizations like the Associated Press. You see yesterday when the first fawning question came from, as Biden put it, Alex AP. That was her name, apparently.
Yeah.
Alex AP.
On a first name basis with his, the guys who are supposed to be like watching him.
Right, but his boss,
kind of except, you know, I mean, pity the poor reporters.
What?
Pity the poor reporters, at least when they were... you know, covering for Kennedy, it was something interesting. Hey, did you see he's banging
right.
Marilyn again?
Right.
With Biden is, oh my God, he forgot his pants. You know, the thing is, you know who hates the free press, Howie, is the allegedly free press.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the New York Times wet itself because it wrote, it allowed to be published an op-ed by a U.S. senator that, according to polling, in my personal experience, represents about 60% of Americans' feelings. That is, military forces are a viable option to stop rioting where necessary. I'm biased about that. I was literally in the Army in Los Angeles during the riots. But it's the allegedly free press that hates the free press. They're constantly trying to cancel people, shut people up, silence people.
Right.
And, you know, we had Jack Posobiec get attacked, or a reporter get attacked
physically,
last weekend.
Physically attacked. Yeah. Now, this isn't tweet attacks. This is a real assault
this is
on the street.
Attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see any media stand up and say,
no.
Hey, you know, I don't necessarily agree with Jack, but you can't attack reporters. No, they clapped. They thought it was great.
And Joe Biden has
the free press. Allegedly free press.
Kurt, Joe Biden has such a commitment to the free press and the daily newspapers of America. Yesterday, he couldn't remember the name of his hometown newspaper. Took him about 10 seconds to cough up the name. It took three tries to come up with the right name of his daily.
What was it? The Babylonia Times Picayune, done in cuneiform on tablets?
Yeah, I think he's more familiar with that.
I'm not saying he's old, but homeboy's crusty.
He knows a lot about the Washington
bad,
Star and the Philadelphia Bulletin. Those are his kind of papers. Maybe the New York Mirror. You know, but he finally got the name right on the third time. So the title of Kurt Schlichter's new book is The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. It's available on Amazon. It's a great summer read. And you can read his column in Town Hall. It comes out Monday and Thursday, is it, Kurt?
And I've got a special one for VIP members on Wednesday. I'm just a factory of content.
Boy, you're knocking them out almost. You knock out almost as many as I do, and I have more experience because I go back to the Babylon days too, myself.
You and Biden partying with your brontosauruses.
That's right. That's right. I go by. I work for some papers that are no longer in existence, and I hate to say that. All right, Kurt Schlichter, author of The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. And again, you can get it at Amazon or any place you get your fine books. Thank you, Kurt. Have a happy Independence Day. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the moon bats win. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. I was telling you about Mark McCloskey and his wife. They're personal injury lawyers in St. Louis, and they live in a gated community in Portland Place, it's called, in St. Louis. And it's the same gated community the mayor lives in. So this mob broke in to the gated community and was surging towards the mayor's house. And they swarmed into the outskirts of the home of the McCloskeys. And again, this is private property. This isn't out on a sidewalk or a street. Once this whole area is private property owned by either by the owners of the houses or the homeowners association. So these guys are trespassing. And they began yelling, and according to McCloskey, they said we'll live in this house after we kill you. They were threatening them, and so they came out with guns, and it became an internet viral sensation. And so last night McCloskey and his lawyer, he had to hire a lawyer. That's the society we live in. You defend your property, and you have to hire a lawyer, even if you are a lawyer. Even if you are a Democrat and a Biden contributor, which is what McCloskey is. And so he has to come on, and he this being America again, he gets attacked by Fredo Cuomo, Chris Cuomo on CNN. Fredo Cuomo is lecturing him about his un-PC response to the fact that he feels that his life and his property and his family are in danger. Let's cut five. Let's play cut five. This is Cuomo last night with the lawyer in St. Louis. Cut five.
They're yelling. They're angry. They did not go up your steps. They didn't go to your house. They didn't touch you. They didn't try to enter your home. They didn't try to do anything to your kids. But you say you were assaulted.
Why was that? Could it have been the fact that he had an AR-15 in his hands? And that his wife had a small pistol in her hand? Do you think that's why they didn't come up?
You're using the civil definition of that, which is that you had the apprehension that something bad was going to happen to you, but nothing did. But to call terrorism when the people are there protesting how the community is treated by the police is a little bit of reverse psychology at a minimum, is it not?
No, you're absolutely wrong. The reason why they did not get up my steps was that my wife and I were there with weapons to keep them off our steps.
How do you know?
Because they were coming at us until I displayed the weapon and that stopped.
Wow.
How do you know, Chris, that they wouldn't have assaulted them?
Chris, how do you know? I mean, you're the governor's son. Have you ever been threatened by a mob? Have you ever been in fear of your life?
Fredo, how did you know that any fat tire biker would come and verbally assault you while you were out of quarantine?
That's right. You know what? He went crazy when this one old guy on a fat tire bike came up and started giving him grief, and just asked him, "Why aren't you in quarantine? I thought you had COVID-19.
How
and
he
flipped out.
He threatened to throw someone down the stairs when they called him Fredo Cuomo.
Right. That was last summer, someplace in some posh resort in the Hamptons or some place like that. I don't want to use the word that I would use to describe Fredo Cuomo. I'm on McCloskey's side. So is everybody else. I'm Howie Carr.